There's more uncertainty today inside the White House as the Trump administration searches for a new national security advisor. Retired General Michael Flynn resigned late last night as pressure mounted over his potentially illegal conversations with the Russian ambassador before the inauguration and over concerns that the two men discussed U.S. sanctions on Russia. This morning on NBC's Today Show, Matt Lauer asked the president's counselor, Kellyanne Conway, to explain her statements yesterday that Flynn had the president's full confidence, even though the Justice Department officials reportedly told the White House several weeks ago that Flynn had misled the administration.
They even went further to say that as a result of that dishonesty, he was at risk for blackmailing by the Russians.
Well, that's one characterization. But the fact is that General Flynn continued in that position and was in the presidential daily briefings, was part of the leader calls as recently as yesterday, was there for the prime minister's visit from Canada yesterday. And as time wore on, obviously the situation had become unsustainable.
Kellyanne,
General Flynn.
That makes no sense.
Joining us now, Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. And Ron, a lot of questions being asked today, including did President Trump direct Flynn to talk about sanctions with the Russian ambassador? What other questions do you have?
There are so many questions, Peter, but let's start with this. How many calls did go back and forth between General Flynn and the Russian ambassador, and what other Russians might he have been in contact and correspondence with for how long? Was this just in the period of time after he had been named the National Security Advisor for the new administration, in other words, November and December? Or were there also calls during the campaign, as has been alleged? And why, and this is perhaps the most bedeviling of all these questions, why did Michael Flynn believed that he could characterize what went on in these telephone calls with the Russian ambassador to Vice President Pence and to others on his own terms? Did he not realize these calls were being monitored and that other ears were hearing them and that other minds were going to interpret them and that this might not come to light, which indeed it did in the Washington Post last week?
So people want answers to these questions. Do you think we will be hearing more from Michael Flynn? Will he be subpoenaed?
It's difficult to imagine that the House Intelligence Committee, which is chaired by Devin Nunes and where the ranking Democrat is Adam Schiff, who has been very, very out front on this and doing a lot of media about it, are not going to want to ask him of these some of these questions. Now, the Senate Intelligence Committee under Richard Burr may want to ask them too, but we've heard much more from the folks on the House side. And one of the questions that they have is the question of encryption. Did he have these communications with the Russian ambassador in some kind of encrypted form? And is that why he thought that he could characterize them any way he wanted? Because he thought he had frustrated our own intelligence community and their efforts to monitor the Russian ambassador.
Well, speaking of Congress, here's House Speaker Paul Ryan this morning when asked if there should be a congressional investigation.
I'm not going to prejudge circumstances surrounding this. I think the administration will explain the circumstances that led to this. The Intelligence Committee has been looking into this thing all along, by the way, just involvement with respect to Russia. I think it's really important that as soon as they realize that they were being misled by their National Security Advisor, they asked for his resignation. I can't speak to the rest of the circumstances. I think we need to get all of that information before we prejudge anything.
Look, Ron, for Republicans, this has to be a huge distraction to any policy work that they were hoping to do. Democrats, meanwhile, probably looking for a way to leverage this. What else are you hearing in Washington?
Well, what the speaker just said is a little troubling because he said that the White House asked for the resignation just as soon as they knew something about Flynn and what he'd been up to with respect to the Russian ambassador. That does not seem to square with the facts. First off, it doesn't even seem clear that they asked for his resignation. We were told last night in the 10 o'clock hour that he had resigned. We did not hear that the president had asked for it or that the vice president had asked for it or that anyone else had asked for it, although that does seem likely. We also have seen in the Washington Post this morning, and they actually had reported this shortly before the resignation last night, that the Department of Justice had notified the White House some weeks ago, that is to say the Trump White House, that there had been these phone calls and that the existence of these phone calls might compromise Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor because at some point the Russians might use them as leverage on him. They were notified of that several weeks ago by the Justice Department, and they did not at that time ask for his resignation.
Quickly, Ron, because the president seems to be trying to push this aside, saying this morning that the real story is why are there so many illegal leaks coming out of Washington. Just quickly, your thoughts on what kind of insight we're getting about the inner workings of the White House now in the fourth week.
There do seem to be an unusual number of leaks. They seem to be coming from many of the people who are the principal players inside the White House. But if you want to talk about security, you might want to also look at what happened at Mar-a-Lago on Saturday night when secure communications were shared by the president around the dinner table, right, with a number of his guests.
NPR's Ron Elving, thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.